Hello and good evening. Hope your week has been a good one. This is Miss Joya on this Thursday night with another story. Okay, so this newest story, I swear, I get new ones every day, but not all are worth repeating for sure. But this one experience I had this past week definitely was a learning experience, and so I'm going to share it with you today. Okay, so I'm self-employed, and with that comes, decision making on purchases or whatever, for equipment or, what have yous. And, I do what I can do when I can do. It's as simple as that. So anyway, so I'm a little anal, and I'm sure, I hate that word. Let me think of another word. I like things the way I like things. That's a little better. So I was walking around the neighborhood on my break because I'm trying to lose weight, and I'm on this kick where, I've got to have walk so many steps a day or whatever, And that's like so much easier. That's another story. Then trying to figure everything else out. I just downloaded this app and it counts my steps. So anyway, I was walking in the neighborhood, and this one particular street, a lot of people park cars for sale. And, I have this SUV that I use for the business and for transportation purposes, and I wanted to get another vehicle, one that's identical to this one, because I wanted it to be the same make, same model, same color, just because I like things the way I like things. Whatever. And so I'm like, wow. And it was kind of unusual because I really hardly ever see this SUV in this color. I see all these other colors, but never black. It's not like a special color or anything like that, but I rarely see it in black. And so I'm like, wow. So I took a picture of the for sale sign and I called it later. And so, my mother used to always say, I have never met a stranger, and I think used to think she was weird, that I thought that, she just talked to anybody. But I'm kind of like that too. I'm not like a social butterfly, but I am social. But I like people, I guess. I'm genuinely like that. So I'll talk to anybody. So I get to talking to this guy that's selling this car, and he also is self-employed. We're talking about same types of experiences and this and that. And so I went to go see the car. And so anyway, make a long story short, because this story could take forever. We figured out that I wasn't gonna get this car, okay? It came down to that. And however, listening to him tell me that in order for me to be successful in business, I had to have $100,000 of a credit line, so that I can tap into that at any time, to buy whatever I needed or to pay for whatever I needed. And I stopped, and I had, taken my son with me because I just wanted, a bodyguard. And And so my son, he comes to me like after we left, and he was like, "Well, we're not going to get the car, so then what's next? What's the plan? What are we going to do?" And I'm like, "Well, we're going to just keep on moving. And it might not be today, but we'll get a car on another day." So that's the story. I left a whole lot out because it wasn't necessary to repeat. But the podcast today is not so much about my experience and that I didn't get what I wanted kind of thing. It's to express how important it is for you to understand that there is more than one way. Okay, so that's the title of tonight's podcast. There's more than one way. However you want to use that, you can use, for instance, a GPS tracker, and you want to avoid, ferries and not the wooden creatures, the ones with the boats. But you want to avoid highways or toll roads or, whatever, and you plug that in, GPS is going to get you to your destination another way. And so I just wanted to share that with you this evening because, a lot of people will try to make you believe that there's only one way of doing something. And if you don't do it that way, then you're not gonna be successful, or you're not gonna be able to attempt. I mean, you're not gonna be able to meet the goal that you're attempting. And that's baloney. Okay. I'm here to tell you that is so not true. I can't give you at this moment a list of companies or a list of, entrepreneurs that have made it in this world with nothing, with a shoestring or whatever the saying is, and they just kept going. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about tonight. It's kind of like a fight or flight response, also called the hyperarousal or acute stress response. That's kind of funny because that sounds sexual to me. But anyway, if you were to take it literal, it just basically means if you're going to accept the nonsense or choose another way to go. Okay, that fight or flight, it doesn't mean in a literal sense that you're gonna like put your hands up, your fists up and like go to blows. Sometimes, I guess, but in most instances, it doesn't mean that. It just means how are you gonna respond to this? Are you gonna accept it out how it is and just leave it like that and then deal with it that way, knowing it's not right? Or are you going to choose another way of going away from it or down another path? And that's kind of how I was with this experience because, everybody is unique, okay? Even if you share similar traits or behaviors, how you respond is clearly your choice. Okay. Now, naturally, you might respond emotionally if you're an emotional person or whatever. I always say to take that like 10, that 10 second count, or even, what's even better, and we could talk about this on a later date, is to sleep on it. Oh my gosh, my mother was notorious for saying that. It used to piss me off because, sometimes it's just like, just answer me. I just, yes or no. That's all I want to know. Just yes or no. And my mother was adamant. You know, if you came to her, especially in the evening, Lord, you know, if you came to her, you know, it was her prerogative to take as much time as she needed to answer you. You know, that was her choice. And even though I didn't necessarily understand it as a child or a young woman, I learned to understand that she was completely right. You know, it is your choice. You choose, okay, what you want to do and how you want to do it. Because, you know, at the end of the day, even if you fail, okay, but you failed after attempting in the direction that you chose, you're not going to have the regret. You know, even if you fail, and some people think that, you know, the failure is where the regret comes from. No. The failure comes from no attempt. Okay. So that needs to be, you know, understood. Your attempts, even the failures, are successes because at least you tried. You know, you can't ever think that you're going to totally succeed at anything in life if you don't make an attempt, regardless. You know, now, you know, some of us, and not me, but some of us, you know, might succeed at the very first attempt. Me, I'm like, okay, do-overs. You know, I posted that the other day because I completely believe that do-overs and redos are like encores for divas. You know, not to say that I'm like a diva, but sometimes I'd like to think that I am. You know, and that's for us to take a bow, you know, because, you know, starting over is not a bad thing. You know, if it didn't work the first time, don't give up. You keep going, you keep trying, you keep making attempts, you know, and eventually it's gonna happen. It's gonna blow up. It's gonna, you know, magnify. It's gonna materialize, whatever word you want to use, manifest, you know, whatever word you want to use. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen because of your perseverance, not because of the failures in the attempts. It's because you didn't stop. You didn't give up. You kept going, you know. And so as far as like more than one way, heck, there's this one song I was playing, and, you know, the lyrics kind of go, you know, if it's too high to get over it, and it's too low to get under it, it's too wide to get around it, you got to go through it, you know. And I totally love that. You know, it's not exactly how it's sung, but the meaning is there, you know, because you don't take it for what somebody else tells you how it's supposed to be. Their experience is their experience, you know, and you are not them and they are not you. Okay, so I was going to say like deja vu means danger. I don't know why I wrote that down. That's not true. Deja vu could mean a lot of things. It could mean that, you know, whatever, you were meant to be there or whatever. I don't know why I wrote that. That's so weird. Anyways, so that's pretty much it for this week. I wanted to just say, you know, do not quit, you know, and don't give up. You just keep on trying. There's this song, and I tried to look it up, but I think, I don't know what the name of the song is, but like there's just this one portion that's like just a couple of words on in this lyric by The Doors, and the words are, it's easy to be easy, you know. And I wasn't like a humongous Doors fan. I think I was a little kid when they were popular, and I didn't necessarily listen to them as a kid. You know, I appreciated their music like after, you know, I grew up into, you know, an adulthood or whatever, and I had gone to a tribute band performance or whatever, And out of all the songs that they sang and I had heard before, this one song I hadn't heard before, and those lyrics kind of like stuck. And that was like over a decade ago. But it's true. You know, I think in life, you know, for us to set our goals, or not set our goals, but meet our goals, our achievements, you know, our successes, they're hard. And they're not like, they're not hard in a sense to where they're not achievable. They're hard because it takes perseverance and we just can't give up, you know? And so to say, you know, oh, I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad, right? Well, when he started singing that song, you know, we're like, oh, ha, that's so funny. But look at him now. He busted his butt and he just kept going and kept going. I don't know how much money he's worth now, but he getting there. So I can't knock him, right? So anyway, that's it. I wanted to leave you with a quote. I said I was going to say who these quotes and these suggestions are coming from, because I don't want to take credit. So hold on, I have to switch over. There's only one way to succeed in anything, and that is to give it everything. That quote comes from Vince Lombardi, and I don't know if you know who he is, but he was like this famous football coach. That's good advice. That's really good advice, you know. I'd like to add that you give it everything no matter how many times it takes. So this is not like one attempt. I make it or I don't. That's not how it works. You know, there are many ways to be successful. Okay. So that's what I want you guys to remember. So that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. Stay true to yourselves. We'll see you next time. Good night.